Youth is the new movie from Paolo Sorrentino, the Italian filmmaker whose last film, The Great Beauty, won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. Film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Youth is a meditation on the wonders and complications of life, an examination of what matters to people, no matter what their age. The film is set in an upscale Swiss spa that functions as a landlocked ship of fools, allowing us to follow several characters during their stay. The leads are retired English composer-conductor Fred Ballinger, wonderfully played by Michael Caine, and his oldest friend, a movie director played by Harvey Keitel. We meet Ballinger when an emissary from Queen Elizabeth asks if he'd conduct his most famous piece for her. Much to the emissary's despair, the answer is no.
I don't understand. What exactly doesn't work? Is it the date? Is it the location? Is it the orchestra? Is it the soprano? Is it the Queen?
Please don't insist. Personal reasons.
What are these bloody personal reasons?
Personal means that I am not obliged to answer.
Another character is Jimmy Tree, a major international star, finely played by Paul Dano, who is ambivalent about his fame as a movie robot.
I've worked with all the great European and American directors, but I'll be remembered forever for Mr. Q.
This group of folks, joined by co-stars Rachel Weisz and Jane Fonda, is youth's focus. But the film's nominally minor players, such as Miss Universe and an aging soccer star, are every bit as memorable and give the film texture and sensibility. Once you accept its rhythms, youth becomes totally involving, dealing with ageless questions, love, desire, memory, creativity, and dreams that can thrive or atrophy at any age. Eliminate one person, Fred Ballinger says, and all of a sudden, the whole world changes. If youth has a message, that just might be it.
Critic Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.